I would like to start the meeting at 5:21.
And it's a regular board meeting.
A regular board meeting at 5:21. Call to the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, Donna, I'm not sure that I'm a whole lot worse than you are if I'm looking at that table.
Well, Chad, you have a bigger table.
I know, but I had to have something.
I figure, and I just as well spread out.
There you go. That's what I did.
The only reason I say regular meeting is sometimes you have a special meeting, and then the person has to, dictate it.
No, it's all recorded. We put the recordings right on.
Well, I mean, it's just the first part of the recording.
Yeah. Anyway. But it's, they have to tap into it. They know what meeting it is, and Rodriguez puts all that on her.
So call to order, adoption, and,
Item B, adoption of the agenda.
I'm going to adopt the agenda of the meeting of October 11th.
Aye.
Somebody's got to, you got to second it, though.
Oh, I'll second that.
Sorry. What's happening?
She's got to second it.
Right. So me, then Teresa second. And we're not doing him telephonically, so we have two ayes.
Right.
We have a quorum. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Call to the public?
Nada.
Okay. Item 3, consent agenda. Item A, approval of the minutes. Regular board meeting on September 13th of 2022.
I have no changes personally.
I don't have any either. Okay. Item B, presentation of September financial report.
Yes, the first page that just shows this one here, usually I go over the expense voucher. This page here. No.
I have it there.
Okay, this one just lists all the vouchers on it.
The last one was the one that threw me off, but it's the high school, huh?
Oh, the last expense, absolutely, for $298,970.
And I know, and you've told us, but it just looks
which
so
which one are you
horrible.
Talking about?
The last 2311.
2311.
Uh-huh. That one, it's like everything else seems normal, but then you look at that one, and it's like way up there. But like you said, we get it, and then we just hand it back to.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's outside the budget limit. So, yep, exactly. Like you said, everything else, you take that $298 out of there, it's in the 20 range for the balance. $11,000 of that is a payment to the auditors, and then the others are most likely, it's a payment to the Sheriff's Department for the SRO and some food service payments. So that pretty much makes up that $2311 voucher. And you see the three payrolls that we did in September, those don't vary by much. So that is good. So was there any, while we're on the vouchers, was there any questions on the actual vouchers?
I didn't
see anything else except for that big one that just
jumps out. Actually.
Yeah, it jumps out.
The tuition.
And I kind of knew it when I saw it, but everything else seemed to be
okay.
Like in the normal.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Item C, approval of September vouchers, which we just did, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Item D, approve the auditing company of CWDL to take over the door bridge contract for the final 2 years of our contract.
Right. We signed a contract with Bill Bridge. Bill Bridge sold out his company to CWDL. I know they have an office up north, but I also know that they are a California-based company. So when we talked with Bill Bridge, Donna asked questions because she met with him at a conference, and then when he was here doing things with our audit. I felt like he was, I thought he was pretty solid, easy to talk to, and very forthcoming and honest. What he told me was going to be on the audit was on the audit, and he wasn't like, you know, a couple years ago with a different auditor where they said one thing and something different showed up on the audit. So I felt he was good. And so my recommendation would be that we stay with him. And even though he's moving his company to CWDL, he will still be our auditor. Very experienced and kind of cuts through the mud and gets to the answers instead of, you know, playing a ring around the rosy. So I just felt if we could guarantee ourselves a good auditor, we would be better off than trying to open up and then, you know, you never know who you're going to get assigned to you from some of these big companies. And generally, they'll always send a top person out to knuckle. You know, we usually get somebody on a little bit lower tier. So I was very happy with him when he came. I felt like he knows what he's talking about, and like I said, straightforward. So I would like to just roll the rest of the last 2 years of that contract over. And it's the same exact contract. They would just take over it. I think I put a copy in your packet.
Does that change any fees?
No.
Nope, everything's
no.
exactly the same.
No,
it should look like this.
Yesterday.
It looks kind of vanilla.
Yeah.
Here it is. When I looked at it earlier, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't really change anything. It leaves it. It's still going to be $22,500. I mean, I still think that it's really expensive to do audits in Arizona compared to what I was used to, but it doesn't make any difference.
It's a disappointment, though, you know, because when I first started in on the board, I thought that it was a complete audit. You know, and whenever the years went clicked on, they find that they were doing just a random audit. And even like last year, remember they didn't call in the president to interview them to see if they know about any mishandling of funds or mismanagement of any kind. So everybody has their own technique, I know. But you pay enough for it, you'd think it'd be a little more accurate and thorough.
Where I was at before both states, I had the auditor. One of the things I wrote into the contract, and I would do that again next time. I think the auditor can do the presentation of the audit. And I had them do it in Minnesota. He was 4 hours away, so we did it via web and put a big screen TV in. He answered.
You need to report?
Yep.
That's a good idea.
He did the presentation of the report.
Did you have to pay more for that service?
No, that's what we just said. If you want it, that's what you're going to have to do. So and we just told them when we could do an RFP, that's one of the things we put down. I just think it's easier. I also felt like, in all honesty, I thought the transparency part of it was very good because it wasn't me or the business manager making a presentation to the board about what the findings were. It was the auditor who actually did the audit.
Would you consider asking him about that?
Oh, I think we could ask. I don't know that we'd get it put into this continuation of the contract.
Right.
But we can ask Bill and see if he would do a Zoom or even if he would just do a informational thing that we could, you know, bring in, and so you could all hear the same thing from him. I think it would be worth it. So, I mean, I can certainly ask him, tell him that's something that we'd like to do, and see what he has to say, you know, if he would tag anything extra onto that or not. But I really would like to stay with him just because I know we'd be getting an experienced auditor versus just whatever they send our way, because they not only sent different people our way, I mean, it was like a revolving door. Every time they came, it was somebody different, and you're supposed to be sending stuff to a person, and then all of a sudden that guy doesn't work there anymore. And last year when we did our exit audit, he didn't talk to the president. He sat down with me and sat down with Donna and sat down with both of us and went through everything and had, you know, I don't know, 5 to 9 concerns, things that he was looking into more, and all of a sudden came back with, you know, like 35 or 40 things. If you remember last year how long the list was, it was just way long. And so that ticked me off because it's like, well, not only as an off of the audit, we're trying to know what we need to fix and get better at, you know. And so when you tell me that we only have these things, okay, we're going to work on these things, where all these other things come from. So that was a little frustrating, but Bill was, he sat down and went through it very clear. And so I think we'll ask and see. I mean, even if he called and did just a little oral presentation, and then if there were questions, then I could try to answer them, or Donna could try to answer them.
I think it'd be better than it's like a shroud of secrecy, really.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. As far as the transparency part, I just thought it lifted a lot of pressure off of me and the business manager, because I don't know, how is he going to present it, good, bad, or ugly, but still, it's not me saying it, so nobody in the public thinks I'm keeping anything. Nobody in the public thinks Donna's hiding anything. It's just, this is the guy we hired, this is the auditor, he's telling you what he saw in the audit, what we need to improve on.
That's a great idea.
I think we'll check with them and see, but I don't know. I mean, like I said, we may have to just video it and then show it, but...
Well, that's true.
It's still
just so much money, too. It seems like you should get...
It's a lot of money. It's a lot.
The work,
Yeah.
And then there's really not any discussion except with management, apparently, with these other people, so... Okay.
All right. Now, where's mine? Where did I put it? There it is.
Coaching.
Okay.
All right.
Item E, approve coaching position for Mrs. Sproul, Alyssa Sproul.
She was she came on and did volleyball. We had talked about, if we have sports where we have so many kids, that it'd be nice to get a volunteer and then, an assistant, be it either paid or a volunteer. One of the things that helps with our 301 plan is we do have volunteer things, and so she wasn't sure which way she wanted to go, if she wanted to be paid for it or if she wanted to do it as volunteer. She decided she wanted to be paid for it, and she'll do other volunteer things. So the contract, I think it's in your packet, to be the assistant is it's just a $500. What we basically looked at was what we were paying the head coach, and then we tried to keep it under $2,500.
And who's the head coach?
Head coach was Miss Rhodes.
She still is, right?
Yep.
Okay. Item F, approve increase of Thinking Maps related professional development.
Okay, so Thinking Maps is Callie's been doing it for a long time, so if I screw things up too bad, she can fix it for me. But Thinking Maps is a program to help teachers help kids learn how to write.
And it's brain-based, so all of the maps are set up to work the way that the brain works. So it helps with your thinking and your memorization and your processing, and it will help with their writing as they go through the grade levels.
So they'll use graphic organizers, and they'll be able to fill in whatever your topic is, and then you come up with different things you want to write about with that, and they've got a lot. I don't even know how many graphic organizers.
There's like eight or nine, and each one is they're different, cause and effect. There's sequencing events. I mean, there's, and what is nice is they aren't just graphic organizers. They are brain based, so they go along with how the brain is wired and how you think and the process. So it's way more effective than just using a regular Venn diagram or something like that.
So you can't tell that she's all
worked on that for a while.
Have you done that prior?
Yes, I've done it for 15 years.
Oh, nice.
And this is for K through 8 or more for
Our K through 8, we have 10 spots with the Thinking Maps. They would give us 10 spots for what the price that we paid.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you get each get a manual that kind of helps walk them through and remind them of everything. And then we get two trainings last Friday and this Friday. About 3 or 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours
each.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So for that extra pay, what we did was we put that into the grant that we would pay 40. But the one thing the auditors always like is that the board has approved anything different than what we normally pay teachers. And so we've always paid teachers either 25 an hour or we did pay 30 an hour for some things. So I wanted to put that in there because it was in the grant for $40 an hour. So just so that Donna has that and she can make a copy of it. And when we pay the people for their hours, then they get that $40 an hour.
So this will be aside of, this will be something else. It's not double dipping or anything?
Nope, it's outside of the regular teaching hour that you get paid at the end after. So when they stay later, they get paid for that extra hour each time. So it's basically 1 hour each time.
Oh, okay, okay.
It sounds like a great program, though.
Well, and once we get that, then the next step is then they will do a training for two EL teachers, and it helps with not only the EL kids, the writing, but also breaking down other aspects of EL into making things a lot easier. Because one of the things, the one thing that most EL students struggle the most with is the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can help make the writing easier and easier to organize and stuff, we just feel like we can really make a difference there. That was the one area that most of our kids struggled the most with Azella last year that kept them from being able to test out. So, you know, if we can make an impact, like we have Miss Franco in the middle school. You guys weren't in the same room, right?
So no, they're all in the room.
What is confusing probably with writing, because in Spanish you kind of...
The like verb, the verb with Spanish is a little different than with English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean... I know when I give Miss Aaliyah something to translate, she always has to talk to me and tell me what it says. The verbs are on the back opposite sides of everything, so it confused me, but she knows what she's doing, so it works.
Great.
Okay. And then item G, approve Vanessa Borges for substitute custodian volunteer Linda Macias and student volunteer Manuela de Carboyo, student exchange from Brazil.
She, Manuela is a student exchange student from Brazil that is living with one of our teachers, and she has the chance to come down once a week and do like an intern following. And so she would like to come down, and the elementary EL teacher has asked if she could have her come down and speak with the kids and help in the class. And so I said that I would bring it to you. I have other information. I have her passport stuff and all that. But she's a 15-year-old gal. She loves soccer and from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, so down in the southern part of Brazil. So the people that have met her say she's really, really a nice kid, great kid. And so she would like to get a chance to meet some of the younger kids because she's been at the high school the whole time. And so I don't have any concerns with it. It would be at least two or three different times during the rest of the year. She is leaving before Christmas. She's only here through Thanksgiving or whatever, so it's a kind of a limited time for her. Linda Macias has volunteered to come in and read. She loves to read to the younger kids, so she would be looking at reading in the K-5 area, and she has also volunteered to do reading with the EL kids.
So those two positions are non-paid positions.
They're non-paid volunteers.
They don't need to have a background check.
They don't need to. I have information on both of them. So, and then the third one is a substitute custodian. We actually had her here yesterday because two of our three custodians called in sick. So I had her come up, and she worked a couple of hours to help us. Very, very good worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing she's trying to do is learn some English.
Okay, so she is what to Miss Borges and the other Borges that work?
Somehow related on a different side to Raina, but I don't It's not like a close.
My issue is that why so many family members?
Well, she had recently had a baby, and she was working full-time custodial over in by the fort. And so doesn't necessarily want to drive all the way over there, doesn't necessarily want to work right now full-time, but interested in working and filling in when we would need her. And
she's strictly a substitute. And she'll only be utilized when...
If we're short. And
we're short. And how many full-time custodians
do we have? Daniel as a substitute, but Daniel has gone back to school. Mm-hmm. And so he's doing his... working on his GED, and he's taking 2 tech classes. So when he's doing that, there are most days he's only available to work at like 5:30 at night or something like that. He's got classes during the day.
Have we ever had issues with this between those 2 big families that work here at the school, Borges and Martinez?
Not that I know of, but
has anybody? And the reason why I bring it up is because I got called on it, saying that what are we turning this school into, a Borges and Martin school or what?
Ooh. See, people pay attention to stuff like that.
And you would think it's the weirdest people, but, and I'm like, I don't know. That's just, and they want to know, when we open positions like this, do we put it on our website,
well,
right?
This isn't one you're hiring. This is a substitute position.
It wasn't posted.
Anyone can come in and apply for a substitute position and give us their information.
Okay.
And then if we don't have people, we don't have someone to work it, then we bring it to the board and
put them down. But technically, you have to admit.
We don't get many substitute people that want to work.
Okay. But if a substitute custodian, anybody can volunteer and come say, you know
not
what?
Not volunteer, but they can
no,
come
okay.
and apply.
So say,
they
you know what, I would like to give you my name and number in case.
Oh, we have an applicant. They have to fill out a complete application. They
but it's not necessary like online, like to apply. Like a, what
well,
is it? Employment?
The online application that we have, what Mr. Valdez and... Mr. Rodriguez mainly, but Mr. Valdez has helped him with, has very basic information. So, like, if they fill out our application that we have in the office, if they would be hired to work, we would have almost everything that Donna needs to process payroll. But on the one online, we don't get their Social Security, we don't get any of that real crucial data, because we're not going to get sued that they put it on our site and somebody stole it.
Yeah. How many full-time custodians do we have right now?
We have 3 full-time.
Three, and they're all full-time.
No, we have 3 full-time. We have 1 part-time. That's Ramon.
One part. Okay.
We have 1 substitute, but you approved Daniel about 1 or 2 meetings ago.
Yeah, the school.
Yes.
Okay, but because he's gone back to school and he's getting his degree and taking tech classes, he's really only available on Fridays.
Okay.
So that means we don't have anybody. So yesterday, basically, we would have had Paco here. That would have been the only person we had to do.
A substitute would pretty much, my thing is like, so a substitute or any, okay, so when a position opens, it's because it's a full-time position.
If a position is posted,
no, not a full-time, but it depends on, but it's because we're
even
hiring from the school.
Right.
But, like, for example, a substitute.
Anybody can walk in and fill out any application they want if they want to be a substitute.
But the point is, nobody knows that we have a need for a substitute unless that word is out.
Well, advertising, then we're not looking for anybody.
Right.
But if somebody comes in, we have, this year we had 2 teachers come in and apply to be substitutes.
Right.
We didn't put out that we were looking for.
You see, we approve substitutes, teachers.
Well, we approve substitute custodians, we approve substitute anybody.
And here's the thing, this is a small community, and what she's talking about is there's scuttlebutt about stuff like that. And so the important thing at this point is that if we approve her for a substitute, is to realize that this is a substitute position. She's only be utilized when she's needed. And she's not going to be sliding into a position without going before the board into a paying position.
Right.
Yeah. It's just my thing because
the
reason why I bring it up is because they're big families.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, been here, lived, grown up, and everything. They're big families. And sometimes, I don't think they said it in a bad way or asked me in a bad way, but just like in a joke way. It's like, why are you turning the school into a Borges or Martin school or what? And I'm like, why? She goes, well, everywhere you turn, there's one working here, the other one working over there, and then you see the other one working here and the other one working over there.
Maybe this person might know something, they might have been interested.
This didn't go up until today, yesterday.
Yeah, so. And that's, I mean, and I didn't even know about her, to be honest. So, yeah. And that's, this was like maybe a week
but
or so ago.
Anybody that wants to apply as a sub for anything can bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
If we had somebody that came in as a sub for the kitchen, it would be great because we don't have a sub.
Okay. So
right now,
somebody just dropped in and was and voluntarily wanted to apply for a substitute position, or was she aware that there was a need for it?
No. They
okay.
just, I mean, Daniel worked in the summer, and so he just told us, he told me, if there's ever, you know, if you guys ever need anybody, let me know because... And I said, I told him that he needed to get his GED,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we wanted, you know, and so he's getting his GED, and now he's taking tech classes too. But he was one that we had down as a sub. If we had somebody right now, when we don't have a kitchen person show up, Arena goes and works in the kitchen, and then we try to backfill the other extra hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We don't
well,
have.
And I'm
we
just saying,
enough.
I mean, I don't, yep. I mean, it's not that I'm disagreeing or anything, but. When they come up to you with questions like that, it throws you off because you're like...
I know, but, you know, I also look at it like, this is NACO. And I can tell you that this is a hotbed of rumors just around the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so now if we go out into the community, I can't imagine how much it multiplies.
Yeah.
I can, because we've had
discussions. That's going on all the time, whether you realize it or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
it's,
you know...
It's, and,
I,
me,
it's,
and that's what I'm just saying. It's like, I just... On my to be on my safe side to say, you know what, we give the opportunity to anybody to come in.
Anybody can
but see,
come
I didn't,
in,
I didn't know that you can come in and fill out an application. And say, you know what, I'm putting in. I just want to, you know, just give you a heads up or just put it out there. If you guys ever need a substitute for cleaning a kitchen or anything like that, they can come in and just do it without us announcing it or putting it on our website, like an opening.
Right.
Okay.
Well, last year, if you remember, Armando, when he resigned and retired, we had people who came in and actually one even before he retired, which was, I think it was on my birthday last year in February. I think it was like February 24th. I just remember him coming in with a smile on his face and reaching into his pocket. I thought, what is this? You're bringing me a check for my birthday? But no, it was just a resignation. But we had somebody that had applied, and they were actually one of the five that we interviewed later on for his job. But they didn't know. They just said, I want to apply if you ever have an opening for a custodian. That's fine. Anybody, they can come off the street and do that.
Okay.
So this person just literally walked in and asked to apply for a substitute custodian,
right.
And it just so happened that there was a need for that.
Well, there is now just because of all the things that have happened.
Right.
Yep.
And they may very well have known that Daniel was not, he was indisposed to his
college. I mean, and I understand it's like, hey, you know what, I'm not going to be able to be a full-time substitute or something like that when you're talking to your family. And I understand. And somebody else can say, well, you know what, let me go ahead and see if they're needing it, and because, you know, things like that happen. But it's just, I mean, to
well,
me, it was just
a
little bit.
Towns, the undercurrent people.
I mean, I can't say that. I know nobody's asked me. I can't say if anybody asked Paco or not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that she came in, we gave her things, she took it home. Brought it back like 2 days later, filled out,
and then the other thing is like amongst the teachers or something like that. It's like, well, why is he hiring so many people from this family and this?
Exactly.
From
why
this?
Is he hiring all these people from Douglas and how many people from our area?
Well, people have to apply.
Well, and that's what I said. When you see it online, you have to apply for it. I mean, but when I came up with this, I was like. And like, well,
there's really
no response to it because it did get me off guard. It did, and I think it was mostly because of the Martin, the paralegal. See, and that the teacher that we have Martin, and now we have a sister that's a para.
And then we also have a custodian.
And then you know, just like that. But it was just like. But it did get me off guard, and I was like, I'm going to ask to see
Well, if you're lucky enough, you'll get that other Martana we hired as a para will be a teacher, if we're lucky. She's good. And she's her para. She's
Martana's been in and out of here for a long time.
I mean, that's our hope, is that we are able to grow some of our own. Yeah, we want to hire people that are qualified and that are here, but they have to apply, and then they have to interview. I mean, when you have someone to sit down for an interview, and what are your strengths? I don't know. I'm not really good at anything, but I'll try anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that I was an answer in an interview. Okay. I'm sorry, but I really can't have. I can't hire somebody that has an answer. So, I mean, you know, we have to. Our goal is to get better, too, you know. And so you guys know I harp on, you know.
And like you said, it's hard to get people down here, especially like teachings and stuff like that. But I just want to make sure that we're giving the opportunity, an open opportunity for anybody that wants to come. And
tell
people
that asked you that we could use substitutes in the cafeteria, too.
Yeah, see, and I didn't know about that, but next time they tell me, it's like, well, all you have to do is just go in, put an application for a substitute, and if they need you, you're pretty much like an on-call person.
Right.
Now, it's not a permanent job. It's not nothing like that, so you're just on call. And if anything opens, you have to apply for that position, right?
Yeah, okay. They have to.
Well, see, a lot of stuff is word of mouth, like in a small town anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody knows about it until somebody says blah, blah, blah.
And the only thing I would say is instead of using adults, when we go do the summer, we're going to continue with the kids, because I think that's been a really good program. Mm-hmm. The feedback that we've gotten has been really good from the workers here, but I think also from the kids and the chance of them to learn some skills.
I think since last year when you did the kids, it motivated other kids to be like, because it's hard to find a summer job, especially now that you're a kid, you're a teenager, you want your money. It is hard to find something just for the summer,
right?
Because a lot of places don't want to hire. So I thought that was a great idea.
Well, and this year we had our hands tied because we couldn't even do it for the whole summer like we did the year before, two extra weeks. Because we had the cap problem.
Yeah.
So,
but no, it was still good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It was better to ask.
Yes.
Because the questions are out there.
Well, and you know, anytime anybody asks you a question, just tell them to call me, too. I mean, because that's what I would tell them. Come in and fill an application, because we always seem to be short of somebody. I mean, like, and I say kitchen, you know, okay, so we don't have anybody to sub there. So, well, then the domino effect is we take one of our custodians and we have them work in the kitchen, now we're short of, you know.
Sure,
I mean, so it's just kind of...
Well, I hate to say it, but typically things like this are not going to come to you. They're going to go to somebody in the community.
Oh, I know. But that's what I mean, is if they ask...
Right.
Why are we short in the kitchen?
Well, if you remember when we had that, when I first came, we were still dealing with the audit from back when Mr. Frommel
was in charge. We had three people in there,
right? We had three people, and at that time there was somebody coming in and helping with the salad bar.
Floater, right.
And then we had the one who wanted to semi-retire, so she went down to part-time, and they were at 4 hours a day, so only one of them worked four hours
okay.
a day.
And then the other
and
one
then
was
the
like
state
a
kept telling us, we got to cut hours. So then we cut it down to 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the one got upset because it wasn't enough hours, so she found something else. So the other one took all the days at 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had that issue and blow up and all that happened. So we're down to two people. And
but it's a lot of work because you have to, you have to have somebody running the money. You have to have somebody monitoring the food. You have to make sure that this kid doesn't have his money today. And
well, and now we have free meals for everybody except the adults.
Mm-hmm.
So the only ones that ever pay for the next 4 years, this year and the next three, are the adults. And
you don't have to keep track of who's
all they do. All Sally has to do is boom, boom, boom.
Check
how many they're doing, not names.
Just how many meals. That's it. And they reply.
Did you know that Bisbee doesn't have that?
I know.
High school.
I
the border thing.
Lucky we are that we qualified. I've been interested in it, and I didn't know we brought it up, and then it came to our school. To the cafeteria, but it never got back to us that we could apply at that time. So then we found out 3 days before the deadline.
I remember you mentioning that, and
so
I thought the Bisbee had done it, and no. So I have a little bill over there at the high school.
Well, I've seen your son eat when we were here.
In the old days,
we
used to come have breakfast with the kids every morning on the first day of school.
I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah, and this year, just so you guys know, we went to that early morning where we started serving earlier, and it's been going pretty good. I mean, compared to the last few years, we still have some kids getting here late. We don't have kids sitting in the cafeteria until 8:30 or anything.
But they can't
take
their food to the classroom.
They can't take their food
to
the classrooms, and it's been a lot better. I'm not going to say perfect, but it's been a lot better. So.
Cool.
Good discussion now. Okay.
Item H, approval of the fiscal year 2021-2022 annual financial report.
I apologize first that you did not get much time in doing it.
She did print it in big print, so it was easier to read.
I see that.
Thank God, I'm fine.
But here's the numbers for the year, as they are. We do have a decent ending fund balance in both M&O and capital to carry over into the 23 year. So that is very positive. I'm very pleased with that.
If you go back 2 years when we carried forward $40,000, we're in better shape.
So our total number, like that first page, we have maintenance, site fund, unrestricted capital.
Mm-hmm. Those are just expenditures in those three funds. Mm-hmm. That's all that is. The main one is the next page where it talks about all the revenues, and the very bottom, line 42, is all the funds available with all the revenues that we received through the year, including last year's carryover. Then the next line, number 43, is the expenditures in M&O for this last year. So on line 46, that is what we are taking over to this year as the ending fund balance, cash balance. Okay?
Cash carryover?
Yes, cash carryover.
That's what we started with.
So that, I mean, because I know we've added a couple of more expenses this year and stuff that we've been doing. So as of right now, we're on the safe side.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes, we're
Actually, we still have like monies to get from the ESSER grants and stuff that we have to put in for. So we'll have more money coming back, and we'll have some expenses going out that are going to be covered by that. So, yeah, we're in good shape. I mean, you know, the plan was always to try to make sure we were set for 3 years.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we'll see what all happens with the...
And our tuition is kind of still, they haven't bumped us up again, right?
No, because their maintenance and operation funds, their budget hasn't grown.
Right.
See, that happens, their increase happens when their operating budget goes up also.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the ADM makes a difference in the prior year.
Right.
So, but from what I can see, their operating budget, which the formula calls for, putting that in the formula where it comes out that what they're going to charge us has not gone up too much because of so many factors. I don't know how they're figuring their budget, but like... We're using some of our ESSER money for some of these kind of operating expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of helped us keep our...
Three or four positions and some other things. Mm-hmm. Trying. The goal that we talked about was just keeping as much in our M&O as we could and spending as much out of the ESSERs as we could, which sets us up moving forward in a better position. So
we have to watch the aggregate limit.
Well, and that's the other thing, you know, is that aggregate cap limit.
So, you know, it's a watchdog all the time. And if you have other questions...
Did you have anything else you wanted, any other pages you want to address?
No, I don't. Actually, we've got carryover and budget carryover and... just about everything, and the...
What was the capital carryover?
190...
What page is that?
That's the capital. We actually spent...
Was it 100? Is that the 137,091? Is that the carryover?
It should be. Yes.
I'm sorry. It's just it's just so small that I'm.
Yeah, I know.
By the time my eyes adjust to it, I gotta readjust to go back home and read it.
137 is our capital carryover.
Okay.
What page are you on?
It was easier to find on
your cheat sheet.
So that's on page 2, and that would be line 46, but it's the second column is the capital carryover.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we spent in capital was 93,532.
Mm-hmm.
And was that with that white bus?
No, because the
white bus came out of ESSER.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And we saved some money, and we're able to push that back in ESSER with the E-rate computer program, where they covered all of our computers, reimbursed us for the computers and iPads.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
We're always shopping with a coupon or a discount code or something. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're getting other things done because they are old or breaking down, those kind of things, and we send it to school facility board, so they pay our reimbursement on the building renewal stuff. So that doesn't have to come out of our capital on things, which is excellent.
Right. And we'll talk about a couple of those things here in a minute.
Mm-hmm. We had to buy it out of capital, if they'd all still be broken with how much we get in capital.
Yeah.
So on page 7 of 9, mm-hmm. administration D3,
mm-hmm.
that's a total administration?
That's basically everybody in the office.
The office. And how many people, I was talking to you about this yesterday and I forgot to get back on it. How many people do we have work in that office?
Well, we have 2 in the business area. We have Miss Elias, we have myself, and then we have Hedda, who does a lot of the things too, so she has an office there. And then we also have Bobby in the office, but he's not in those codes. So yeah.
But there's 7. The 5 he mentioned, and out of these codes.
Oh, okay.
Out of these codes are the 2 techs.
The 2 tech people too. Okay.
Victor and Mr. Rodriguez.
Okay.
Don't we have Ms. Borges also?
She's always in the office.
She covers in the office,
right?
She
helps with filing and different things, but she also is a classroom. She helps with generally with the 3rd grade.
No, the bus driver, Ms. Brooks.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. She drives bus. She helps there.
Mm-hmm.
She files for Donna.
So what does she do in the 3rd grade, though?
Math, para.
Mm-hmm.
She's a para.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so when she does that, is it 3 different types that it comes
Pretty
out
much.
Of?
It can be,
There's
yes.
Yeah, they can, I mean.
Because I know you guys always like put it, well, she does this
for
administration.
Or how many hours she has in
each
one, yeah.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, since we're on the subject, somebody asked me, how come we didn't post for a assistant principal? And I said we didn't
hire
an assistant principal. And so, no.
Did we ever have an assistant principal? No.
We had, remember, Yvonne.
Well, like an actual,
not in reality,
a title.
Right.
You've
yeah.
never had
okay.
one.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we have. I mean, Ms. Trevino helps, but she does with all the grants. That's. I mean,
mm-hmm.
honestly, that's.
And what is her
taken.
Title?
Well, she does federal grants, which has taken most of her time so far. She's doing curriculum and instruction, and I'm trying to think of the other 3rd.
And what grade is that?
Well, that's K-8. It's curriculum instruction. It's everything.
Okay.
It's teachers. It's learning how to write lesson plans. It's learning how to teach. It's.
But her title is?
It's about that long.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything. It's everything.
So it's not
federal
just
grants. No, there's no one.
Whenever
we had a huge school,
when he hired
she's
her, what
doing
was her
3
title
different
then?
Jobs. Federal grants coordinator, curriculum and instruction, and I don't remember what the 3rd main thing was.
Testing coordinator?
Oh, she's testing coordinator too, DTC.
But when we hired her, what was the title we had on
That's
her?
What it was.
DTC.
It was just all
it
those
was.
Things.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But as I told her, when you come to work, you'll do whatever we need to do.
Right.
Kind of like the rest of us do.
It is pretty much to cover
everything.
Whatever position she works in.
Well, I mean, she came in and she straightened out our ESSERs, mm-hmm. which was $1.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
She cleaned that up.
I remember.
She got everything just fixed in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we were going to lose money. Because we had, it was a mess.
Yeah,
she's new this year.
That was the timing thing because it took a lot of time to keep all that stuff tracked and moved and stuff. So I did a lot of journal entries and et cetera.
We had to clean out.
She, you know.
Well, see, people do pay attention to that stuff, though,
uh-huh.
you know.
That's fine.
Okay.
All righty. I don't think I have anything, do you?
No.
So that's our H.
All right.
As long as we're not in border negative.
That's right.
That always scares me because
we're in a lot better shape than we were.
Well, yeah, because it's always, I mean, like I said, I'm in the office over there and I can hear it, like, this school is this school is that, you know, and we're missing money over here, we put it on the road. I can hear it, and I'm like, oh my God, what is not going to school? And I'll hear it once in a while, and I'm like, okay, I will. Yeah.
So the pretty one now is the next one up.
The safe?
Yeah.
Safe return?
That return to learning plan should look really familiar to you all because we just approved the last one about 2 months ago. It is going to be done now, and it will be done again in about 5 or 6 months again. We have to keep doing it until we're done with COVID money and federal pies, and then hopefully this will go away. All it really entailed, the only thing that changed, if you go to date of revision, October 11th. So that was it. I did it Friday, and I put today's date on it because I knew it would come to the board, and we're not supposed to have a revision unless the board approves it. So
you did it.
Thinking positively. It's basically everything the same. The only thing I did say is we're not giving out meals in bags to people that come up anymore. We haven't had anyone show up. We haven't done that for a year. So.
Is that something that we could do if we wanted to go back to?
We
could. Or we have
could.
To submit paperwork and stuff like that?
The I don't know what that would do to our free meal community.
Okay.
I would really not want. I don't want to put that in jeopardy because
I mean,
there's a free meal.
Yeah, I'd rather our kids.
Right.
I mean, our kids are doing great like this. Item J, approval of a 301 performance plan for the 2020.
So you have both of them. They were in the back of your packet. One is for teachers and one is for paras. And the para performance plan also, I guess I would say classified, and that would also apply to the two tech people who work in the classroom as well. So,
but this one that's not attached to anything, this is 22-23.
No, it does have a little package.
Oh, teacher and part IT.
Okay. Right. So there's two of them. The teacher one, what we did with the teacher one, for the most part, we added lesson plans. And not only handing lesson plans in is where we started this year, but we're evolved into so that everybody knows how to write a good lesson plan. The problem that we had that we were working on was we had sometimes where we weren't given a lesson plan or it was not a very good lesson plan. You can't write a lesson plan on one sheet of paper, hand it in, and that's my week's lesson plan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know, but my lesson plans are, they always used to be 3 pages long, you know, for a 90-minute class when I was teaching 90 minutes a class. So, I mean, so we're getting to where we're going to work with everybody on that they do. We have some people who do a great job. They have some amazing ones who you could walk in and pretty much teach. It's all laid out. And then we have some others on the other end. So they're sprinkled all over. So we're going to try to get everybody a little bit better. We're looking, actually, Callie uses a computerized one that helps plugging in your standards and everything. So we're going to see how that fits in with the budget after we got done with the AFR and we finish with all of the little financial things, see where we are exactly with that. But there's that probably would be about $2,000 to get all the teachers onto that. But if you get audited, which next year is our big special ed audit, and next year is also our big title audit, and they will come in and basically tear the school apart with everything and then tell us what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. So next year's a big year for NACO with all of the audits. That's all we really changed with the teacher one. We adjusted some points and stuff per category. With the paras and the tech people, we took their evaluation. We have attending staff meetings. We have the Azella testing and proficiency, or Azella growth. We have the NACO school academic growth. Both of those, actually, all of that is exactly the same as the teachers.
The teachers and the paras are identical.
No, but the
as
same.
As far as the payments.
Oh,
down
yeah,
here.
The payments too.
Right.
But as he was explaining, they're not identical in.
I'm just talking about the payment schedule.
Okay, so I'll get to that. You're like two steps ahead of me, Don.
I'm
That's
sorry.
All right. That's okay. On the bottom with the paras and the IT, we enclose or include together professional development and volunteering. And so they have to get 27 hours between the two categories, and the teachers, I don't remember off the top of my head.
I don't have
25.
I just have the one page for the teachers.
It's right there.
Oh, this is attached to that.
Yeah.
And the teachers have 25 hours. So actually the pairs have to do two extra hours. The teachers have other things that the pairs can't do, parent contacts, lesson planning, we just tried to balance it out a little bit, make it so that both of them, as the law states, that there's data that shows that you have worked towards academic growth, explain that it's a performance plan and it's something that you must earn, and all of that. I think we only have three teachers so far that have not turned their slips in, saying that they wanted to do part of it, so that's about 89 or 90%, maybe 91%.
So what happens if they don't turn it in?
Then they just aren't part of the program. They choose not to be part of the program, and that's, they just can't make the money. So to go to Don's, the teachers are capable or able to make up to $5,200,
mm-hmm.
Okay? The pairs are able to make $4,000. The teachers have the degree, the parents don't have the degree, whatever, you know. But we kept the teachers at $5,200, which is what they were last year. That's the maximum that they can earn, and then however much they earn, whatever. The money that's not given out goes right back into the same pot. That pot, you know, not only goes for the teacher performance pay, but it also goes for classroom size reduction and things like that, which helps us allow to keep our classes between 15 and 22 or 23 kids for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we have a bigger class, you know, we make sure that there's a full-time pair in it. So, questions? I know it's a lot of stuff, but there wasn't much of a change for the teachers this year.
There were people pretty okay with the plan and so forth.
Yeah, honestly, I think there were only probably one or two people who just truly believe that this was to be given to teachers and they really shouldn't have to have anything to show growth. And if you read the law, it's very clear that you So, you know, I guess I explained to staff, I just said that it's like out in the real world, if we're out in a business, if you have a bonus plan, you have to work to attain that bonus. They don't just give it to you. It's the same thing. So, and you know, we get audited, and we have to show them our plan. We have to show them all the documentation of how much people made. So, it's the same. So that's that. Any other questions?
I do not have any.
Yeah, I am fine.
Okay. And just so you know, Callie doesn't care how many questions you have because she's getting volunteer hours right now. So if you make it through 2 hours, she just got 2 hours done. She canceled a doctor appointment to see you guys.
I like learning.
What?
She had an appointment she could have been at, but she chose to be here for the whole time.
I'm sure it's not for the excitement, though. Yeah. Or the raffle prize.
I'm invested, so I'm
she likes to know.
I like to know what
she always makes the time during either PE or computers to come down to the office for a little adult time and visit all of us.
What? And I think that is, and actually I think that's great because that's the only way you'll learn and move.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. And find out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In like meetings? And
even though some people think you're being nosy, but that's the only way you can do it.
She always comes down, and when she got her pink hair, she'd come down and show us her new do.
And, I don't have pink hair
it's
anymore.
Gone now, so. But I gave her grief, but so I feel like I truly feel like each year we've been able to make the SAP just a little bit better, and I think we did again this year, so hopefully we just carry that on. Alright
the sound effects.
This one is the one that's next. Okay.
Oh, I thought she was going to get him to give a speech or something.
I thought she had to go to the bathroom.
So we started? Did you start it?
Didn't it pick up where it was?
No.
How do you stop it?
Yeah.
You pause it.
Well, I think you're okay, though. It should just record.
So
it'll
be
right
two recordings, right, for the meeting?
Yeah, and Rodriguez can put them both on.
Okay.
So I need to know.
I think you just do the play again.
See, that's
continues.
If you have Don and I with the technology.
Is this the folder? Is it in that other
folder?
That's
right here when it's recording.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. So we are waiting for a motion and a second on the consent agenda.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through J.
I'll second.
Aye.
Okay. Now it would go to the cameras.
Action
items.
All righty.
Do you want me to go through it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, action item A is about replacing the cameras. This is another SFB. Eight or nine, I don't want to say the wrong number, but a bunch of our cameras just went on the kibosh this year. And they were not the best anyway.
How old were they, though? Weren't they like 8 years old?
I don't know, but outside in Arizona and in monsoons and everything else.
When?
But what happened was we had bought pretty cheap ones. They were not, they zoomed in sort of, but when you zoomed in, they got so granular that you really couldn't see what you were zooming in on. So anyway, eight of the nine exterior cameras kiboshed. The only one that's still working, I want to say, is the one way over on the fourth grade above Miss Stone's room right now. So you have a view of the playground, and you can sort of see little things moving by the middle school, but it doesn't have any zoom-in effect. And so like we could see something happen, and we were trying to get a closer look so we, and we could see what happened, but we couldn't see who did what. Because all the kids were like same body make, dressed similar. And so we just got them all in, but thank goodness they were honest and the ones that did something less than appropriate admitted to it and we were able to move on. But that was when we found out that our cameras had gone down, basically. Sometimes we have problems getting the screener up in my office, so we usually just have to look at it in the big switches, the room with all the switches and stuff right over here. But we couldn't even get them up on that, so SFB said get cameras that are similar, and we need a new system, so they said get a new system. So we went out, I told you last week, it was three companies, we actually got a fourth company. They were higher, and they were not able to meet the same quality that we were looking for, so we were not able to include them in the three bids. So when we look at the three bids, there's definitely a lower one and a much higher one, and then one that's a little lower middle. The company that's in the lower middle is the company we would like to go with. There is a very good chance that SFB will pick up the entire amount. There is a slight chance that SFB will ask for all three bids and only want to give us the lower amount. The company Converge One is the company that we have built that COPS grant for, and we would use to put other cameras in inside and outside if we get the COPS grant. And they had a much better system, a much easier to work with. It was friendlier with everything. It played well with other things, I guess I should say. So that's the company we really would like to go with. And
The first one.
The second one, the person who's in charge of it, first of all, underbid everything and bid us garbage. That gentleman was also a salesman for us for our alarm company, and he was not dependable in any way, shape, or form. And so I just don't feel that we would get good service if we had any issues. So, and the other one, I think, was top-notch stuff. It's just too expensive. So,
and what about warranties with these things?
Warranty, the warranty with Convergence was the best warranty of all of them. I want to say it was, I thought she said 8 or 10 years. She would have been here, but she's gone to a training, Kristen King.
8 or 10 years, okay.
That's what I want to say that one is. I believe the GSW one was approximately the same length, but I can't.
And it's basically the same, similar equipment. But
we told them we wanted to bid apples for apples. So we asked them all. We told them what we wanted. We told them the switches, the type of switches, everything that we needed. And we said we wanted everybody to bid it the exact same way. So that's Ruben. That's not.
Well, whenever you went to school, there weren't cameras here then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we had cameras until that fire got started. Remember somebody started that fire and the building burned down? Where all the supplies were when Patella and were working here?
I wasn't here.
Oh.
Because
that was like a fire somebody had started, and that's when we started looking into security more so.
Yeah, I don't see the exact. I know that one of them said a 3-year on parts of what we've got, but I don't see where it specifically just says for that. The cameras and the system.
Well, did they have a breakdown of the mounts, but they didn't really have any?
If you go to the third page, you got the solution quote for the one that we'd like to go with. And then if you go to the fifth, sixth page, the cheaper one, he breaks it down a little differently instead of just giving us a breakdown like that, which is just what we asked for. And then when you go to the last one, they have a breakdown on page 6 and 7, I think it is. So, so basically the quotes are exactly or as exactly the same as we could get. We were very specific in what we wanted. And they will come and they will provide, they will, get help mount, they will run the cable, they will do everything. So.
Well, and it's not much, but that total on page 7 to 12 doesn't really jive with the quote.
$32,981 and his is $33,500. Yeah, I don't know. Food and lodging he's got down too, so I don't know if he just decided it was. Then when you go to page 6, he's got $33,525.
Right.
And then you go back
But he has the one listed of 33, which is the highest of
right,
the
and then the other one's 32,980. I don't know. I'm not sure why. Yeah.
I just would have felt better if they would have correlated. That's all.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. So.
Do you feel comfortable with that company that you guys...
I feel better about that simply because if we are fortunate enough to get that other highly competitive grant that we've applied for,
mm-hmm.
Then this was the company that we used with that grant, and we would be able to, you know...
And that's one that has possibly the 8 to 10 year warranty.
Yeah, it's a longer warranty. I can't see where it says what. So.
If you're out here, there's so much wind, and we're in the flats kind of right here. So, you never know.
Well, and every year is different. Like, this year we actually got a monsoon.
Right.
You know.
Which hasn't happened in years, right?
No, because it hasn't been since I've been here. No. We usually get one or two storms and that's it.
Well, last year I only had like 3 inches of rain all year, so this has been unusual. Now that really, right here on the Preventronics. Okay, that's the one that has, it only has a, was it 5 year? Warranty.
That's the Reuben one, I believe.
Right. Yeah. So we're not looking at that one anyway.
No.
Okay.
So if you guys are okay, that would be my recommendation. And I know that was Kristen and Mr. Rodriguez's. So.
Okay. I agree.
Sounds good to me, too.
Can we make a motion?
Yes.
I'd like to move to on item 4A. Pertaining to the security cameras, to move to recommend Convergeon, however you say it, the first option on our paperwork.
I second the motion.
Oh, aye.
Aye. Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Just when we thought we wouldn't find a teacher for third grade, I had walked through a few times and I heard some really good things about our teacher who was interning with Mrs. Campos in the EL. She's working on her master's. She already has her teaching degree. She's working on her master's in EL. A dual language. I don't
know. This person we're considering right now.
That's this right. person, right? Mm-hmm. So she finished up last Thursday, was her last day working for Ms. Campos, student teaching. And while she was teaching the last 2 weeks, I had Ms. Trevino go in and watch too, so it wasn't just me. I talked with Ms. Campos, who's been in education for a long time, and they all, the feedback they got was that Elizabeth was. You know, as good as I saw, she was a very good teacher, very organized, had control of the classroom, put her time in, had her lessons prepared. And so I asked her to stop by before she was done, and I knew that she had a chance to go back. She was teaching at a private school in a neighboring Sierra Vista area. And I asked her if she had any interest in, you know, working here. That we did have an opening right now, and that, you know, the three people that I just mentioned all felt that she was a very good teacher, very organized, hard worker, and would be an asset for us. And she said, well, honestly, I really love teaching here. I love the kids. I really enjoyed the, you know, 2.5 months that I've been here. And let me go home and pray about it and talk with my husband and see. And she came back Monday. I talked to her on Thursday or Friday. She came back Monday and said, yeah, I love to teach here. I really enjoy it.
And she was familiar with
the whole setup. And it was kind of a wonky thing because at the school she was at, she actually had replaced Mrs. Dietrich when she came here.
I thought that's what I meant by familiar.
And so she's replacing her again. So kind of weird, but... Yeah.
And how many years has she been teaching?
She's been a tenure teacher. So, you know, I mean, for us to find a tenure teacher that, you know, at this time of the year that was good and organized and a hard worker, it was kind of like...
And it kind of meant to be since she was familiar with the person.
It worked out great. I mean, this was just a happenstance that we ended up getting her as a student teacher. And, you know, sometimes dumb luck. You know, you're better off being lucky than good sometimes.
Sure.
So, so we've gone through everything with her. She will get hired. She would be hired at the percentage she would start at on the 17th, which is Monday. I don't remember exactly what that is, but it's like about 71%,
yes,
approximately, of the contract. So, and the actual amount that she would get is on the back. She will not have her master's until December or Christmas. So at that time, when she presents her master's degree, she would be up for about a $500 or $600 raise.
But that doesn't affect her teaching.
No. It just allows her to move over one slot. So and at that time, generally I think it's $800. So at that time, it's like $500 or something. It's not a whole lot, but it's a little something for her. And so, if you have any questions, I'm glad to answer them.
I don't think I do.
Okay.
I'd like to move to item B to approve the new teacher of Elizabeth Peisler.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
We welcome her.
Yeah.
I will let her know, and we are excited to have her come on Monday. All right. Okay, so letter C, and I've gone over these many, many times when I dropped stuff off and Don and I were talking, and, you know, there's two ways to go about it. You can pick and choose and eliminate some of these, because graduation requirements right now don't really have anything to do with us. The policy for intramural and interscholastic sports don't have anything to do with us. I mean, we already have boys teams and girls teams. So that's really what this is getting at. They wanted, the goal of this bill, this law that was changed, so there's a new policy, was to make sure there were no transgender guys that were transitioning to girls playing on girls' sports. Girls, and this is why I think we just leave it the way it is, because it's going to get corrected in the next year or two. Girls can be on boys' teams. So there's no way that that's going to pass legal muster, because they actually put that in the bill. That's going to get thrown out. But the idea is it's boys against boys, girls against girls, and, you know, and their whole idea of girls could challenge, if girls wanted to try to improve themselves and go against the boys, but it's...
Well, and when you think about it, it's really not right, because if I go into a male-dominated sport, my upper body strength isn't going to be what a man's is, you know, if I'm changing my sex. But vice versa, if you're bringing a boy onto a baseball team, he's probably going to be more experienced. Well, maybe not. But that's not as much muscle, but it's more thinking. And like in the past, what we've done is if it didn't apply to us, we never picked a department and said, well, we don't have a high school, so we never bounced him out. It just did not apply. It was not applicable. You know,
right, and
we just never addressed that because it doesn't pertain to us.
You know, the other thing, as I told Don, I mean, there's a couple things. There's one in there about the sex education, but we are doing what's appropriate for a K-8 school. That's how we do it. We don't have anything from fifth grade below, sixth through eighth grade. It's optional to the parents.
Yes.
So that's exactly what they recommend. There's another one in there about if you have a librarian, what you have to do for buying books and things. We don't have a librarian. I don't see where a librarian is going to fit in the budget as far as a full-time librarian. And when they say librarian, they're not talking about somebody being in the library, just being in the library. They're talking about an actual person with a degree in the library.
And we've really not had the need for that. We've had, part-time, like Julian and stuff, you know, but we never really had. I mean, do you guys have a full-time librarian when you're here?
We did.
Yeah. But it was a bigger, it's like what more going on then, right?
So right now, who literally...
Well, Sally's been coming in here, but she's still trying to put things away from last year. We haven't got any library days yet, have we? No. So We have the music going on right now that we added. We've mm-hmm. got PE. We've got an organized recess. We've got computers, but we haven't got the kids in here yet. So the problem we have right now is with one of our parents teaching that third grade class. It's been a shuffle. So once we can get a teacher in there, get all the parents back into classrooms, then I think maybe we can get some time to get over here. So my hope is, you know, I was hoping we'd be doing this in September, but it's probably going to more like be at the end of the month.
So. Well, I really see where a lot of this pertains to us because we are such a small school. And I think if some of these things like transgenders and stuff like that, I think that it is going to change a lot. And we'll just have to address it as it comes down the pike for us, you know.
It's a different world.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
In the 70s, nobody asked any questions. We just did our own thing. We didn't care. We didn't have to say I'm this or that. We just were living life, and we didn't have to pick a side.
In Minnesota, before I left, they had one school district that had 13 kids that identified as trans. And so what they did was they built, that district was building a brand new high school, and they built their locker rooms, so they were basically unisexual. Mm-hmm. And so they had a changing stall that could be locked that gave you a place to go in and shower individually, and then you came back out. And it was a hot topic.
Well, even in high school, it's a big deal when you have to get just showering in front of people you just barely know. It is awkward anyway.
So they went to all of the schools, all of the showers. They were all individual showers. Like in a lot of locker rooms, the girls had individual showers, but the guys just had, you know, like four poles with a bunch of water coming out of them.
Was this on the res or no?
No, that was actually on the Iron Range up there. And that's why I mean it was very controversial because Iron Range were, you know, and so it was different. But all right.
So you don't know, I don't really see any of these.
I think we should just approve them because I don't see anything that controversial.
I didn't either.
If we come through with any, I mean, it's all really basic things, the immunizations, the visitors to the school, we'll pick a day. And I guess what I would do is say Thursdays at 2:00, if somebody wants to come and walk through the school, any adult or parent, I think it says either, can ask to take a tour of the school, and the way they wrote the law, that they wanted them to be able to show up whenever, and they would be able to go around the whole school whenever they wanted to.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. So what the attorneys said and what our attorney recommended off of what the attorneys decided was she just said pick an hour slot, say Thursday at 2:00. That's why I said Thursday at 2:00. And you can come up here and we'll take you on a tour. It's kind of towards the end of the day. Some of our kids are in music. Some of our kids are in PE. So it's less disruptive time, you know.
So how do you do that? If you have somebody that has a guardian, who is the actual assigned person?
The guardian is the one legally. But if a parent or community member comes and wants to take a tour, that's what that law was set up for. Anybody should be able to go to school and take a tour of the school anytime they want. Well, that's just simply crazy.
Well, you can't,
you know, not with security and all the other things and the disruption of walking in and out of every classroom. We're not even talking about just a few classrooms or just their child's classroom. We're talking about the entire school. So,
it
was just one of those goofy things. So I would feel more comfortable with approving them. If we have a real issue and we see it coming, we can go back and we can
address it then.
Turn it over then.
I agree. What do you think?
I agree with Donald Trump.
Okay. You got to move? You want me to move?
Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to approve item C pertaining to the policies recommended by the state.
Second the motion.
Aye.
All right. The last item is the audit. And I will, if you guys have specific questions, otherwise we can talk about the findings, then it will be a, It has to be a roll call vote at the end, okay? To accept or not accept. So if you want, I think it's go to page 5. It kind of starts with more of the meat and potatoes. I will tell you that we've had some real issues with beginning and ending fund amounts. The county has, we have been able to balance our books to the treasurer's every month. But I would say at least 7 or 8 months, mm-hmm. our ending balance has been anywhere from $1,500 to $155,000 different with the county.
School.
The school superintendent's office. So when we balance ours to the treasurer, that should all work, but for some reason something's not happening with the county superintendent's office balancing to us in the county. It's not ever been like this, once in a while.
Right.
Okay, and so then the answer has been, and I don't know, maybe they're short-staffed, maybe they don't have enough people, they've got how many schools, and they're doing, you know.
And didn't Debbie Proe retire?
No.
Oh, she didn't.
Okay.
No. So the problem that we have is that whenever they don't know what their answer is, it's a variance.
Right.
Well, our auditor said that doesn't work. Just the county superintendent's office telling you it's a variance, they have to tell us why there's a variance.
Oh.
And so because we don't have any information and written down, that's going to surface as one of our findings, just so you, I mean, you know. General revenues, 3.3.
And our tuition hasn't gone up a great deal.
No, it hasn't. It's actually kind of, because of COVID and everything else, it's leveled and actually, I think, dropped a little bit the 1 year, right?
I thought we were up to almost $2 million, weren't we?
I thought it was going to be like 1.4 when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
1.42, something like that.
This year it did go down a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can kind of read on that. Basically, we're spending what we get. We've been trying to balance out with the ESSERs and keep some of the money that we would be spending in the maintenance and the M&O. In its operation.
Isn't that strange about the general fund? Do you see that on that first, the stuff that pertaining to this property tax? So that's kind of your thing. That's kind of interesting. Because the general fund reported $3.2 million in revenues, $3.2 million in expenditures, right here, on 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked about that number, about
$166,000.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's high?
I thought it would be more, honestly.
Well, it would be more, but we have, last year we got $25,000 from the mm-hmm. state because mm-hmm. we have had such a high percentage of people not paying all their real estate taxes mm-hmm. for our school district. So we got $25,000 extra. And then if a higher percentage paid it than they had anticipated, we would have had to give some money back. But they don't. Brisa, I would think you'd be
so
over.
So is there anything else you want to draw our attention to?
I just over the next 6 or 7 pages are the financial, the financial statements, and then analysis.
The school takes mostly the property taxes. If you look at the diagram, it mostly goes to the school, but it's just based on the district that you're in.
So where does it end before Barnett Acres? I don't even really remember where our NACO school district ends. So I know it doesn't go, I think it's after Franco Loop on Purdy.
Yeah, it's after
going that.
That
way.
It's after that. But
and then it's before Barnett Acres, right?
I'm not sure to
be. I'm not either. I'm not sure.
I've never looked at to see where it ends, it starts. But it's based on the district. And then, like for us, there's a lot of stuff that for example, Bisbee has that Naco district doesn't have. Mm-hmm. So they have to pay into it. And right now they're having issues because of some property values, the way that they raised them was, I mean, I don't know what it was based on, but it's been ridiculous. So that's one thing, you guys do have to check your property value.
We're going
to
be going up.
NACO went down for this year, but next year it will go up.
One of the things that they, I guess I can just highlight a couple of things. One of the things that they had us do was to take Donna off the credit cards and put Kristen on the credit cards, because since Kristen's doing the ordering and Donna's doing the paying, you don't have the same person ordering and paying, so that you eliminate.
It's kind of unusual to not have a business manager.
Right, but this whole thing was because it is a small school.
Right.
If you have the person with a credit card and paying, you know, they could be picking up a whole bunch of stuff and having it delivered to home and got fraud.
Yeah.
So it's in a small school, they do what they can to eliminate any possible conflicts that could.
Oh wow!
That'd be my wife. She think I said it's going to be a long meeting, and she figures an hour and a half a long meeting.
Oh, she's
not the most patient person in the world.
Okay,
if
so
she only calls
on
three
seven.
More times, it'll be good. All right, so so if you get to the auditor's internal control reports, which is page 67, and so then he's going to kind of go through his findings, okay? And yeah, what I want you to remember is this is not last year, it's the year before, okay? Because last year we'll
be done.
So
that would be 2021? Well, last year is 2021.
Last year was 21-22.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. So anyway, it's always hard for me to keep that in mind that it's not.
I thought
last
you meant last year wasn't 2021, and I thought it was.
Yeah,
really
it's 2 years ago. So
right.
when we look at this, a lot of the things and rationale for why we hired another person in the office and all that kind of stuff, it kind of comes through in what we had to do. And one of the things he said when he talked to me on here is he just said that we'll be hiring another person to help out in the office. So. Keeping up on, well, the beginning cash balances is what I just talked to you guys about. That's the first issue. He was just not happy that he couldn't get anything better from the county. So he put it down as a finding on us, but there has to be some way that we're able to figure out why that variance is there. And he'll be our auditor next year, so it better be better.
It's a whole different format, you know.
It's
a different format than
yes.
we used to deal with.
Yeah, that's why it was taking me. Usually, I usually get the findings up front a little bit more, but here they're in the back, which is fine. He selected journal entries, and there were some different issues with the journal entries.
What page are you on?
I'm sorry, I'm on 71 now.
Oh, okay, I was on 69.
2021-002, no support for adjusting journal entries. So there were journal entries made. Journal entries means we paid for something out of one fund, but it should have been paid for out of another fund. So we go in and we take it out of this fund and we move it to that fund. But then you have to have the data or the backup on why did you do it, what was it for, and
everybody does it. You said
there wasn't enough of it.
Log it in. What's happening?
Right, and it's better if it's not. If it's just handwritten, this is why I did it. It's better than nothing, but it doesn't cut the mustard. So, the second one, the 03 negative cash in cash controlled funds, sounds a lot worse than it is, but
are you on page 70?
I am on 72 now.
Okay.
That is the food service fund, and we're supposed to balance that and keep it balanced, and I mean, basically, it came down to with one person doing everything, things fell behind. And
but
so
didn't
one
they,
of the
before they were talking about us using commissary. Before when we got dinged, what was the term they used? We weren't using.
From the Auditor General, I think it's that was the performance audit.
No, I can't. It was something to do with we weren't using.
Commodities.
Commodities.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
Well, we're still working on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
kind of a hit and miss, though, with commodities.
Well, commodities is all about, well, I'd like, this is the list you're giving me, mm-hmm. and then half of it I can't get.
Right.
But instead of getting frustrated and just not ordering anything from it, what you need to do is you need to go and order everything you can that's going to last. And when you can use it, you can use it. Because the commodities is, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, 90% off and with coupons, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't beat the price. So if we get juice, we'll get commodities and we'll get, say, apple juice, and we'll get the carton of apple juice for 2.5 cents.
Right. And you can't freeze any of that stuff, right?
Well, the juice you probably can, but, I mean, you know, it just depends.
Yeah.
I know juice you can, but then you want to make sure it's drank right away because they always have these, you know, used by dates.
Oh,
but
right.
If you freeze it, you know, I mean.
And people don't know it's been frozen if they see
right,
that date.
Right, exactly. And trust me, our kids look at those used by dates. So the negative cash balance was in food service, and that was, I think, I mean, Donna, you can correct me if you want, but however, we just weren't, the amounts weren't transferred in and out correctly. Was that not, did that have anything to do with when we claimed meals wrong and we got that big, huge check for almost $200,000? And
that's part of that
okay.
for that year. But there again on this one, we weren't charging enough because we still had kids paying those years.
Oh, yeah, we had to raise our minimum price.
Oh, right.
Because it was too low.
Mm-hmm.
But that
and the cost of the goods were going up, and that wasn't meeting our income. So
okay.
That was that one.
That was one of the reasons why we went and got a bunch of those grants for food service to try to help put more money in our food service so that we could take care of some of the deficit stuff that we had.
Well, and food's gone up in general, so I'm sure
oh, yeah.
it's passed down.
Now it's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
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 Now it's crazy. On page 73, segregation of duties over credit cards is what I already talked to you about. Okay? So that's one that, you know, we're never going to not have something about not enough people touching cash. We just won't. We're not
having enough people.
Not enough people touching. Because if Sally brings it in, then she should bring it to the office, and Miss Elias would have to count it, and then Miss Elias would have to count it and give it to Kristen, and Kristen would have to put a deposit slip together, and then that deposit slip and everything would go in a bag, and then Donna would have to put it in the bank.
Right.
And the problem is that when Sally brings, we don't always have not 1,000 things going on at the front desk
right.
so that we can count that money right away, get it to Kristen, and then get it to Donna.
It's a lot of hands to touch.
It is, but that's 3 or 4 people minimum to touch the cash, or they're always going to get you on something. So it's kind of like when they do any kind of an audit, they're going to find something wrong because they're supposed to find something for you to work on. So the cash touching in that is always something. This reconciliation with the county treasurer, I believe that had to do with, that was that really big amount, and that was just, I think it was signed off as a variance by the county superintendent. That's
that
107,000.
On the conditions, you mean?
What?
On the conditions on 74?
Yes, $107,952.
Mm-hmm.
It was just basically signed off as, mm-hmm. a variance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, and that's the frustration that I have because that's all we get from them. Okay, what do you mean? Give us an idea. Why is it a variance? How can we have this much money on October 30th and this much, or the 31st, and this much on November 1st? How can we be $107,000 off? How? It just, you know, and so because we can do it to the county treasurer, and we balance.
Right.
Well, if we balance to the county treasurer, how's it screwed up over here?
Yeah.
I don't have the answer to it.
It's,
so
it's a toss-up for sure.
I hope that they're able to, you know, fix that. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not saying we haven't done anything wrong. I'm just saying we could have been helped if we would have got a little more help there. But and then he's got a couple others there. The biggest thing is having support when we do entries, journal entries and everything else. You know, document, attach documentation. You've got a few that were repeat offenders on, and that would be the adjusting, the support for the adjusting journal entries, the financial reporting, the cash balances that don't reconcile, okay, again, from the last day of the month to the first day of the month. So we've had that a little bit 2 years ago, saw it a lot last year. We'll see what happens this year now as we go in again. And then the segregation of duties and the credit cards.
So tell me, and I hate to use you, when was your starting year? What was your school year?
My year started.
It started.
1819?
It seemed like 1819.
1819, yeah. 2018, 2019,
1819,
I think it was the first year.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it?
I know.
Time flies.
Okay. So,
this isn't as, you know, bold red lettering. And
No.
So that's a good thing.
I think when Bill came, we were able to sit down and Kristen was able to go through and show him how we could match to the county in each of these months. And from the county superintendent's office, we had a variance. And, you know, he was as frustrated as we were because he said, well, you know, it's going to get written up or I'm not doing my job. And I said, no, I understand that. I just wanted him to understand that it wasn't like we were all wacky and didn't have any clue what was going on. It just didn't make sense. And so...
So basically, they're looking at your last audit, regardless of who did it.
They look at the last audit,
right.
and then
they're red flagging
they're
things, and they're hitting
right.
those things.
If
right.
we got repeats, then we better fix something. So mm-hmm. that was where, you know, like last time, they didn't necessarily talk as much about the credit card specific as they did who we had doing which bills. And that's why when we hired Kristen, we put her in charge of purchasing, mm-hmm. purchase orders, et cetera. Well, but the only thing we didn't do was we didn't put her name on a credit card, which ultimately when you hire a brand new person, usually you don't put a name on a credit mm-hmm. card right away. You want to make sure that they're not going to be shopping and going to Vegas or whatever. So that's what we didn't follow through. The others are, you know, making sure you have support when you do a journal entry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one that's come up, I think, every year is we just have to make sure we have enough support for all the things that we do. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's getting better. We're making sure we make copies and all that kind of stuff. So
it's a lot.
So a lot to go through in a short period
general,
of time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So any other questions? And Donna can probably answer things maybe a little better than I did. I just tried to gloss through everything.
I really don't. Because I know that these things kind of fluctuate, and I know where we started a few years ago, right, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think...
Well, that year, I was still doing everything myself.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this year
well,
is not...
Well, you had no help whatsoever
right.
at
exactly.
one point, and you're getting thrown mm-hmm. over the fence.
This year was the year that we're being audited for, though. This is before we had any help as well. So, mm-hmm. Hopefully, when he comes and does... I told Donna, we're going to push to get our audit done earlier. I hate late audits. I'm always used to having the audit done in October, so that when you're done in July, it's a 3 month wait. You better have things ready. They show up, and the audit's done. In Arizona, they do the, what are the bigger audits called?
Wait.
Oh, for the
schools that want to be A+ and all that kind of
comprehensive.
Yeah, comprehensive. Yeah, comprehensive something,
award.
But anyway,
yeah.
they all go first because it's a much more in-depth audit mm-hmm. and it's more expensive. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else. So he gave us a week because he's coming down to Palominas for a couple days and coming here for a couple days. Mm-hmm. So we told him we wanted him on site for at least 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. And so that's what we got scheduled. So it'll be early February this mm-hmm. next year. So now we are to the ARS 15914. If you guys have a motion, see you, Raina. Have a good
ready.
Evening.
Motion for the audit?
I think I'm fine with it, too.
Okay, so
me too.
If you make a motion first and second, then we have to have a roll call.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll move to vote regarding the approval of the 2021 audit.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay. And now
and
we'll go alphabetically backwards.
Okay.
Ms. Walker.
And we're going back. Okay.
Yep.
Aye.
Okay. And Ms. Romero.
Aye.
Okay. And Mr. Olmos. Absent. Okay. So it passes 2-0. All right.
Oh, we didn't. Did we second?
Yeah, I second.
Okay.
All right, and I don't have any need, unless you have some questions with personnel, I don't have any need for that. This meeting, I tried to get some information to share.
Item E?
Yes, but I wasn't.
We're scratching that.
Scratch that one, yes. I forgot it was there.
Do we need a vote on scratching?
Since it's published,
yeah, you might want to.
Okay, pertaining to after our action items, ARS 15-914, item E, I'd like to request a second to remove item E from our agenda at this time.
I second the motion.
Aye.
Okay. All right, I just have a couple things with the report, and then we'll let you guys get to your evening things, and you can go get Enrique, so there's a walk home.
No pizza?
No pizza, I know. All right. So, first thing I wanted to go over was just this WRE core. It's just the summary. The actual report was 100 and some pages long. They had pictures of everything. It goes to the SFB. But what they came back with, the most important part for us is that the roofs everywhere on campus except the top of the gym are all failing and need to be replaced.
That is a flip-flop of what I thought.
And there's absolutely no way in the world, if I would have bet, the gym would have been the first thing I thought. Well, the middle school I knew because the way that they have the HVAC units up there and then the extra electrical things, they had too many holes, and that's where we're getting our leaking problem. So I knew that one was going to fail. But I was just totally shocked, and I even asked Kristen, did they just walk on the section that was just replaced or what? Because it's like, you know, we had that windstorm, remember, and that one whole area blew up. Mm-hmm. So, but that was fixed. So, yeah, they said that our section on roof 14, which was the gym, in fair condition.
13-14 is the gym?
So 13 is the entryway and the coach's office and storage area, and 14 is the gym. And then 12 is the middle school. 5 through 10 is this building. And then 1 through 5 is the other building.
The pod.
The wings and everything. So that's just the roofs. There are walls and windows that are likely going to have to be replaced. The lady from SFB, when she came, she felt this was probably a $2.4 million project.
Wow.
So the problem we're going to have is piecing everything together. I'll call you when I'm done. Good Lord. That's twice.
Yeah.
She's got at least one more in her.
What's he really doing?
I just, my concern is, even if we got started right away and we did one wing and the roofing and all of the interior and exterior, and the flooring, by the way, is also going to get replaced. I'm afraid it's just going to be, it's going to be really nip and tuck to get things so that we can have school, get started on time, and all that.
Well, and all these options, single ply, you know, and the shingles and the modified.
And it depends on the roof, because the single ply with that single ply membrane, that's all up here and on the other building. But then when you get to the shingles and the stuff, then they talk about the roof deck, and then that's generally on these little overhang areas when you come out of these two buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a lot of times, do we have shingles at all?
Well, on that building, the middle school building, we do have shingles. Mm-hmm. The gym is not shingles, it's that rolled out shingle type stuff. So
those little squares with the wind down here, I don't know about your house, those little squares, my neighbors have that, and the wind, it just blows the heck out of it. They just had theirs put on last year.
Yeah, you know, and we have been really lucky here. We don't have a lot of shingles missing, but there was a couple years ago, we had a hailstorm and some other things that have kind of done some damage. So that's our roof there, besides all the extra holes from the electrical and stuff. I knew that one was going to need to be replaced.
This is a project.
It's a huge project. It'll be a lot. It's really going to be a huge puzzle to try to put it all together.
And 14 is the only one that they think can do repairs
right.
And maintenance.
And remember, that's just the roofs. That's not even all the weatherization.
Right.
All the sides, all the cracks, all the everything that they found, all the, you know, when you go by these little drops that have the water and you see all the algae and mold, or not mold, but the green, I can't even remember what it's called anymore, moss growing. Oh. So, anyway, there's a lot coming. I mean, it's just going to be a lot, and our teachers are going to find out if they're flexible or not in the next year and a half, because we're going to have to probably shut areas or rooms down, move things in and out to one area at a time. We may have to do, I mean, if it
like
comes at a time when we're trying to do class, we might have to have a class or two in here. We might have to have a classes in the gym. We're just going to have to make the best use of the room that we have.
And our strip between here and the gym, are all those rooms being utilized?
Not every hour. Mr. Page's old room is only used 3 or 4 hours.
They're not storage or anything like that?
Well, we have some stuff stored in Mr. Page's room, but we have class in there 4 hours a day.
Okay.
We just don't have much storage.
So this is something we're looking at down the road as far as...
Well, yeah, I would venture to guess once we get this sent in, maybe they're able to get after the, you know, we have a long Christmas break, and we don't usually get a ton of moisture, but some. Maybe we're able to get something done with... the middle school.
That would be great if they did that part first, and then some classes can go into that area while you start over here at the pods, because that's going to be crazy.
Well, the pods, I'm hoping that we'll be able to hit them. One of the pod areas, we're only going to do summer school in one of the pods.
Yeah.
And if we have to, we'll do summer school in the middle school rooms and in these rooms, and using the gym.
So if they were to do those pod areas, like on one side, can we use the other side?
Right, yes.
And then the cafeteria?
Yes, we can. They would put up stuff. The good news is, like, we don't have any asbestos. Okay, so no asbestos campus-wide, so that's good. But they'll plastic things off. They'll do one whole area. They'll have to weatherize. There will be some work with the walls. There will be some work with certain windows. There's, you know, some different things like that. So it's not just going to be go in and do a roof. There are other things with it. So we'll have to have a good partner lined up with these people, whoever we hire. Now the next step is once we send this to the state, they'll come back and say, all right, now you got to put an RFP together, and this is what you need to include, and these are the different parts. And then we're going to have to coordinate between a roofer and between the people doing the weatherization And the other fixes.
Have we considered those movable?
Well, I've looked at some of them. We could rent for a year, probably. The problem with that is if you rent a couple of those mobile units and bring them in, it's plenty of money to spend for a year.
We had a couple.
Add on the electrical and all that you have to run to them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
The dollars and cents wise, to me, what it would do is it would drain down the M&O that you have quicker, and then you're going from a 3-year plan to a 2-year plan.
It's kind of strange to see this aerial photograph, honestly, because it doesn't really seem like it's that spread out, considering you started out with
a one-room schoolhouse
that was like long.
Yeah, that's a big school.
Yeah, it's crazy to see that.
Well, we can always rent some tents.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What
with
pants. We'll get a couple little stools and just have it right out here. We got the 2 big covers, you know.
Well, it's so nice. I mean, it's great that we're getting this one because
it's just going to be a coordination planning thing that's going
to
be a little
bit better. Yeah, and we have to really make sure we have really good warranties on them and stuff. My neighbors over there, those Catholic sisters, they had, it's not their rent, they just rent there. But they re-shingled all those rentals over there. And this last wind, she had me over there for hours, like putting tarps over them and like her and bricks on there. And I was the roofer person, packing the concrete. And
it's a good thing you can do all that, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, you don't know. I mean, it shouldn't be falling apart like within 6 months. But this rain has been weird this year.
Well, the storms. The last thing that I have for you guys is one of the things that came up is there's a big grant through the sheriff's office, and the sheriff has basically said that this amount of money is for schools. But what he wants them to do is to find an app that they're all comfortable with using so that coordinating with the sheriff's office and my concern was also with the Border Patrol, so that if we have anything happen at a school, like for us, we're better off having the coordination with the Border Patrol than we are with the Sheriff's Office.
Right.
Because they can come. So there's two apps. One's called Navigate 360. We're looking at that. The other one is called Rafter. I haven't gotten the paper information on that yet. We're meeting with both companies. We're looking at what they can do, what's easy to use, what's too much information, you know, because like the guy that was trying to do the sales pitch the other day for Rafter was talking about how when you evacuate, you can know which kids are on which bus going to the evacuation site, and it's like,
we're putting chips on them,
I got one bus. I'm not worried about what bus they're riding.
It's only one bus.
But what I don't, and you know, his thing was like, it's really easy to link in. It's easy for parents to get in. In a crisis situation, when we have the crap hitting the fan, I don't need parents in the middle of what we're trying to do and information and all of that kind of stuff. Because that's not going to help us. If we had a situation, then we need to handle it. We'll be practicing, I believe, on next Tuesday. Officer Zavala is going to run a lockdown with all the teachers and the paras in a room. If you were in a room during a lockdown, this is what you would do. And go through all that, and then we'll do a lockdown evacuation, and then we'll do a lockdown with students. And then we'll all work up to an evacuation bit by bit, doing like K1, 2, 3 one time, and then 4, 5, 6.
And these people are going to like give you ideas about how to do that? Or?
Yes and no. It's an app that helps us so that, like right now, we have Callie and another teacher in her wing that have walkie-talkie. And they will have an exact job. If we go on lockdown or anything's going on, one of you will go and you will put the... I believe Callie's job is to put the lock on the two outside doors. And the other person is going to go over and put the lock on the inside doors that lead to the cafeteria. We also have purchased, but we have not broken the cement yet, to put in, because when we're going to get new flooring and all this other stuff, it's better to kind of do it all. So it's probably not going to happen until next summer. But we bought these little locks that will go into the floor and go right up against the bottom of the door, and they'll hold that door steady. So right now our goal is to buy ourselves 3 to 5 minutes, which those locks on those doors will do. But then you have to have the plan of what are you going to do after those 3 to 5 minutes, and how are you going to evacuate, and how are you going to know how to evacuate. So we will be using a place very close to here that's secured by a fence for our evacuation. And I never say it on, because then, you know, if
somebody
wants to.
Well, see, I hadn't even thought about Turquoise Valley. I mean, there's not a structure there.
That place is not even open.
Yeah, you can't even get in. No, it's all they have two people renting, and they're staying there, one on each end of
you
the.
You mean you can't
club.
Just go drive in there?
Oh, no, it's locked.
I thought the green there would be perfectly
locked.
Yeah,
because of the rain.
It's all locked off. So
that makes me sick.
Before,
you know, one of the oldest golf courses.
Me too, because when I moved here, that was what I was thinking. Hey, I'm going to be able to
play golf.
Be right by the
and
golf course.
And there has been people wanting to buy it, and that the owner won't sell.
Yeah.
And whenever
one
mean,
person bought it,
call
and then they sold half of it.
Yeah.
He kept the RV park and stuff,
yep.
and the other guy that bought the, he doesn't want to do anything.
When I was growing up, that was a country club, and there's a swimming pool there. You probably weren't born yet.
Mm-hmm. I remember part of it.
Yeah. And there was a big pool there, and they just filled it up with dirt, and that was the end of that show.
Yeah.
You know.
So anyway, I know there's more, but it's been a long meeting. My salad's pretty brown.
I think we pretty much covered everything, so that's your superintendent's report?
That was it, yeah. I just kind of flowed into that. So the next meeting, if we could do it on November 8th, would
November
be great.
8th, right.
Even though that's election day. And
oh, it is.
What did you say?
Election day.
Oh.
I mean, if we all vote before we get here, we're fine.
The only issue that... Okay, so my dilemma, it really didn't matter which week we did it. I have my daughter and her family are coming that Thursday and Friday. They're actually flying in Wednesday night the week before. So
what's the date right there?
It's like the 3rd, 4th, and 5th or something
okay.
like that.
Uh-huh.
They're flying in that Wednesday night, so I'm going to take Thursday. I'm leaving Wednesday whenever I get done with work, and then I won't work. I'll take Thursday and Friday off so I can see them.
Okay.
And then I'll be back on Monday. And then that Thursday...
And your family will be gone, though,
mm-hmm.
by the next
right,
week.
They're leaving Sunday night, so I'm good. I'll just say goodbye to them at noon or 1, and they can watch football for a couple hours. So then the next week on Thursday, I've got to go to a risk assessment meeting, and then Friday is Veterans Day, so we are taking Veterans Day off. So I would be back again on Sunday. I would just try to have the agenda done that week before. So we could go the 15th. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with the 15th.
So do you want to do tentative the November 8th? Or no, that's election day. So we're calling the 15th.
Let's just go the 15th. Then.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, she works for the county,
that's
why we have
all here.
No,
we
it's
go.
On my calendar.
Well, I knew that.
Well,
too.
Well,
I didn't
know
that.
Said
I didn't
know
that.
I
didn't get a chance to say much to you earlier, so...
No, it's been kind of trying to get everything done. And
and the reason why is that sometimes that day, because they go and vote, it makes us a little behind. We'll have customers at the end trying to do last minute because they're voting, so they think they can go to the treasurer's.
As long as they're paying their school taxes, it's okay.
Oh, right.
You can
wait
extra
what time
time.
The date our taxes are due is November...
First half is due before November 1st. Second half is due before May 1st. If you're paying all year, you have till January 2nd.
I always take mine in there because I mailed it once and it got lost in the mail.
Always when you come in, you go to the window farthest to the left.
Oh, please stay
away
from that window.
Always go to the window farthest to the left. It's just a much friendlier atmosphere.
Huh?
Memo's mom?
No, she doesn't work there, no. No, so stay away from that window.
Okay.
That's my window.
Down at the end?
Yep, far left. Go to the left. You'll find.
It's funny because they'll be like, oh, they said I had great customer service. Pass me the phone call and I'll show them great customer service.
So, all right.
Maybe you got okay.
Somebody's got to vote to adjourn, though. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's see. I'd like to move to adjourn at 7:21.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. 2 hours. I second the motion.
Donna was long-winded again tonight. I don't know.
What did I tell you?
2 hours.
Thank God I canceled those appointments.
I just had all this stuff, and now I can't find you.